Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The second Sunday of the month of Ba'una, and this month comes after the Feast of Pentecost. So the theme of this month is the work of the Holy Spirit within us and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Today we saw the miracle of Jesus healing the man who was led down by four friends through the roof. He was paralyzed. He was not able to walk. He came to Christ, and his friends presented him to Christ, waiting for Christ to do a miracle. And we see the Lord doing something very unusual and unexpected. He told him, "Your sins are forgiven you." So the first point that we see today in today's miracle is Christ, the forgiver of sins. He cared about the man's eternal life and about the man's spiritual state and about his life with God more than his physical illness. However, he told him later, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." So we see here how Jesus cares more about our spiritual life, and he looks in depth inside our souls and inside our hearts. The easiest thing for him was to heal that man and to fix the problem from the outside, just to tell him to rise, take up your bed and walk. But Christ meant first to fix the problem from the inside. The problem was a spiritual problem. And God used in the Old Testament until the coming of Christ to link sin to physical illness, to remind people how bad sin is and how can sin lead to worse consequences and to make one's life worse. So we see here that Christ is telling him, "Your sins are forgiven you." And this represents the role of the church in the forgiveness of sins. The four friends represent the bishop, the priest, the deacon, and the congregation. So all the church together should present the ill man, the sick man, the paralyzed man who was not able to walk to Christ, so Christ may grant him the forgiveness of sins and also grant him physical treatment from his illness. So Christ here is the physician of our souls and bodies. That's why in the litany of the sick we say, "O you, the true physician of our souls and bodies, the bishop of all flesh, visit us with your salvation." And we see here that he is the physician. He is the physician of our souls and our bodies. Souls come first. We need that our souls be whole first before our bodies are treated. Because when our souls are in good shape, when we have a good relationship with the Lord, when our sins are forgiven, we can function, we can do better. But what's the benefit of healing all the physical problems and the inside is ruined and not fixed? That means that man or that person is just, you know, fixed from the outside, but his eternity is on jeopardy. And Christ cares more about our eternity. He wants us to go to heaven. He wants us to be with him in his kingdom. That's why he started first with the forgiveness of sins. And then he said, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." The second point was the bed. He told him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And in today's gospel, he said, "And go home." So the fathers of the church said that this bed was the bed of pain and sorrow. This man was always looking to the bed, that this is the source of problems and hardships and tribulations in my life. But today this bed became the bed of glory and the source of joy and happiness to this man. And this shows that God is able to turn our pain, suffering, and sorrow into joy, happiness, and satisfaction. So maybe God will allow us to carry a certain cross in our life, whether it's illness, whether it's the loss of a family member, a financial problem, a sin, lots of things that can happen to us. So we can always thank the Lord. But we need to look at the source of tribulation with thanksgiving and tell the Lord, I would like you to change and turn this source of problem to be a source of glory. And this is what happened today with this man. So I'm sure that this man was carrying his bed, joyful, happy, and he forgot all the problems and all the pain and all the suffering that he saw during the years when he was paralyzed. He told him to go home. The fathers of the church said that this is a spiritual meaning of going back to paradise. When we are paralyzed, we are not able to walk. We are falling in sin, and we are not able to move forward. But when Christ raises up from the death of sin, he'll tell us, go home, go back to paradise. Go back to the way and to the place that I created you to live in. Christ wants us to be sent to paradise as he did with the right-hand thief. When he told him, today you will be with me in paradise. This man was about to die physically, and he was also a man living in sin, so he was dead in sin. But the Lord raised him up from the death of sin when he saw his repentance, and when the thief told him, remember me, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom. At this point, the Christ sent him to paradise. And this was the first time we see Christ speaking plainly about sending someone to paradise right away, accepting his repentance and granting him the forgiveness of his sins. The third point is the role of the church in the forgiveness of sins. So we need to realize that we all have a responsibility. As I just mentioned, the four friends represent the entire church. We all have a responsibility to bring those who are away, those who are paralyzed, those who are not able to come to Christ, to help them to come and to meet with him. We have a responsibility to tell everyone about the Lord and to use exceptional solutions and unexpected ways to present those people to the Lord. The four friends couldn't get into the house through the door, so they uncovered the roof and they led their friend down through the roof. They thought outside of the box. They wanted to present their friends no matter what. They wanted their friend to be healed. Do we have the same holy zeal in our hearts toward our brethren who are away and paralyzed? This is a question for me and you and for everyone. We need to have the same zeal, to have the same energy, to have the same amount of love in our hearts toward everyone, that we would like everyone to come to the knowledge of the truth and to be saved, to tell everyone, come taste and see how the Lord is good. And because we tasted the Lord, we want you also to taste how good the Lord is. Today, we see the forgiveness of sins granted to this man. We come to church and we get the forgiveness of sins through the sacrament of repentance and confession, through the absolutions that we get throughout the liturgy, through the journey of the liturgy. And we hear the priest saying, bless us, purify us, absolve us and all your people. We get the absolution, we get the forgiveness of sins through the work of the Holy Spirit. Again, this month is about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Forgiveness of sins is one of the gifts that we receive from the Holy Spirit. So that's why Christ breathed into the face of his disciples after his resurrection and told them, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. He gave them the authority to forgive sins. And they passed down this gift to their successors, the bishops and priests, so they can give to all people the forgiveness of sins, so they can be purified, cleansed, and ready for the coming of the Lord. May God help us to be one of the four friends. And if I am like the paralyzed man, I would like to rise and to take up my bed, to consider that this is a new start. Christ has forgiven me my sins and also granted me treatment from my illness, so I can glorify his name and be an active member in his church. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.